Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please, so we can find you online.
RickJNewman.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Rick, I have been concerned for a long time now about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. There was a time when Wall Street was a leading indicator of Main Street, the Main Street economy. I believe now Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself. They're not; the two are not necessarily connected. And so I'm concerned, based on some of the reporting that I do on surveys of small businesses, like the one from the NFIB, I'm concerned that small businesses are about to, that they're more than halfway through a lost decade. We've got small business sentiment, based on the NFIB survey, in the recession levels for over 6 years now. We've had sentiments of small business month after month after month, Since November of 2006, Rick, and that is to me, that's well into a lost decade. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right, and that dates to the beginning of the housing bust, and that is clearly an important factor. And I think what's going on here, Jim, is what we've seen about globalization, which is one of those words that, you know, my eyes kind of glaze over, but it really has direct effects all throughout the country. And I think one thing we've seen is when you say Wall Street, if you're talking about big business or corporate America, let's say Fortune 500 type companies, those companies are now so global that they can tap into markets anywhere for the most part. And the reason they've really thrived in the aftermath of this horrible recession is that they can go where the money is. They can limit costs by locating work where it's cheapest.
The rule of thumb and statistic on that is that 60% of their financial performance comes from outside the United States.
That's right, and
all of them. But that's the rule of thumb.
That's right. So big companies these days, even with the ones that are based here, you know, the United States is not a growth market for them. Mm-hmm. It's an important market, obviously, because it's huge, but it's not where they're growing. And when you look at companies such as Walmart or ExxonMobil or any of these big companies that
McDonald's.
Do employ thousands and thousands of people,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're investing mostly overseas, and that's because that's where they're going to get the growth.
And the money that they make, they're not bringing back because of our corporate tax laws.
That's right. So we've got, I think, a real divergence between these two important segments of the economy, and it's just, you know, the divide between Wall Street and Main Street is probably bigger than it's ever been.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the big companies can thrive whether the small companies do or not. They do not. They don't need the small companies the way they used to.
Well, and the other problem is, though, is a lot of the problem we've got right now, Rick, it seems to me, is because of government policies. The government policies right now, including the Fed, is making it where it's more to the advantage of a corporate CEO to buy back their shares from the marketplace, which is driving up share prices. It's basically a self-fulfilling benefit, right? And buy back their shares or hoard cash than it is to grow their business, which would include contracts to small business vendors.
Well, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. I mean, I'm going to suggest we separate government policy into two different things. First, there's what the Fed has done. The Fed obviously acts independently, does not consult with Congress or the administration.
But they're still part of the government.
Sure they are. Right? That's correct. But You could argue that low interest rates and has created this new bubble economy, but had the Fed not done what it has done, I don't think small businesses would be better off.
And I agree with that, and I've covered that with the former member of the Fed, Bob McTeer, many times. He makes the same point you do, but I say I'm giving you that, but you can't just keep doing this. I mean, QE1, maybe QE2, but QE3, why did we need that?
Well, it's kind of an unknown, Jim. I mean, what's the right amount of this? And we're never going to know the answer to that, and we're never going to know what would have happened otherwise.
But separate that from what
Congress is doing, or a better way to put it is what Congress is not doing, which is anything, and what the Obama administration is doing, which is basically they're tone deaf to small business.
They're completely they're indifferent at best to small businesses. We see that going on right now. But also look at what President Obama did this week with his attack on the coal industry. You think the people in Illinois, the you think the Caterpillar people in Illinois who make the big earth moving equipment, you think they liked hearing President Obama declare war on the coal industry?
Well, here's my answer to that. Obama is forward looking, and I don't think we can just sit here and say let's burn coal until we're out of it. What I would like to hear Obama say is, look, we have to be progressive and we have to move forward. But how about let's have a zero sum approach to regulation. So if we're going to talk about adding new regulations, let's find ones we can take away. And he has this some sort of regulatory reform program. He never talks about it.
It's called ideology. He doesn't have a plan, Rick. He has an ideology. I'm taking him on this one, Rick. President Obama is an environmental ideologue. He does not have a plan. He is mad at carbon. That's all there is to it. And when we come back, I want to talk to Rick about why he shouldn't be mad at carbon. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.